You know, the Jew against the Arab. My God, they can do that divide and rule strategy because man is already fundamentally divided within. And we then play along with it and watch our sons get murdered on the fields of battle and all sorts of other injustices take place on a daily level to us because man is himself fundamentally schizoid. And the schizoid man creates a schizogenic society. The schizoid man creates a paranoid society. The schizoid man creates politicians and puts them in power on the thrones of the world like you've got today in the White House. But it's not just now. When has it never been?
Right.
When have you ever had sanity in government? You never will because those beings, those stereotypes that you're putting on the thrones are the projection of our own sick consciousness, our own sick psyches.
So, if you look at the space shuttles there, and they say the Columbian endeavor to discover Atlantis is leading to the space shuttle, what's really going on here?
Symbolic communication, my friend. This country, America, is what I refer to as symbolically illiterate.
Yeah.
What these Masonic people, and of course there's many other fraternities as well, you know, we're not hammering lower level Freemasonry, but what we're talking about is that these secret cabals on a very high level have understood something that cognitive scientists and linguists understand, and we need to understand it, and that is that language and words are an extremely recent, you know, development or form of communication in human terms. Symbolism is millennia old. So these hierarchs, because they're involved in various sort of what we might want to call satanic pacts, or their adversarial energies, they're our rivals in the great spiritual battle that we're fighting on this planet. They have, in that ritual, or in that rite, the great meta rite, the mega rite, you have to tell your enemy what you're doing. This is something in ritual, you know, we don't want to go into all the details, but the fact of the matter is that you have to tell the sheep that you're going to flee and eat. You have to tell the victim in some form that this is what his future is, and this is where the battle lines are drawn. But you don't have to do it in words. They are telling us every single day. And I get emails from all around America from people who know my work and are spotting this in their own locales now. Becoming very simple illiterate, and that is the key. You know, that's the key, Freeman. It's symbolic literacy. To use the right brain to decode symbols properly. You know, we need to do 2-3 hour shows on that. We need to have TV shows on that. We need to, you know, like I'm doing, putting DVDs out on that subject. Because it's absolutely crucial. Because these individuals are letting us know. They are telling us, but not in words. They don't need to communicate to that frequency. They're working on a different frequency. And if you're not tuned to that frequency, well, then you're missing the station. Many secrets in them that they don't even know that they have. So there's a whole element of that as well.
Now, what about these overlords, the Atlanteans that came to our planet? There are many who state that they would have left. I personally don't feel that.
Right. That's absolutely brilliant to hear you say that because, again, it's a big bone of contention, and I am extremely wary of those people. You know, again, like I said, my work focuses a lot on this kind of disinformation so that you can have the truth about these things. Absolutely ridiculous, this story that, you know, yes, you know, once upon a time, great beings came to our planet, then they buggered off somewhere else, and then they're all going to come back to save us from ourselves.
I saw Ra'el speak before Congress.
Right, of course. It sounds lovely. See, it's beautiful. And you know why it sounds nice to most people? Because most people do not have the courage to get up and change their own life. So they're always waiting for Flash Gordon. They're always waiting for Krishna. They're always waiting for Jesus. And they're always waiting for the Greys. And they'll wait for whoever it is to come in and say, fix me. Right? But the human race, that's not going to work. You know, Gene Roddenberry, Rod Serling, we've been taught, and it's a fact, the human race brought this problem amongst itself because its spiritual immunity was down. And just like any homeopathic doctor will counsel you when your physical immunity is down, you don't go and get your limbs hacked out, and you don't get your, you know, your organs extracted from you, you boost your own immune system and it starts to kick in a way that's individual to the person. Well, that's exactly the same remedy that's going to save this earth from the viruses and the degeneracy that is on it. It is a simple homeopathic remedy. In the last chapter of my book, I go into what this is specifically about boosting the immune system of the earth, how that is done, what it implies. It's more of a power than Bruce Lee type of philosophy, in which you do not fight the same force with the weapons that is given you, in other words. See? It's a different approach to overcoming evil. But you're absolutely right. Anyone who is looking to say, oh, I can't wait until, you know, Flash Gordon descends from the skies to help us. This is the whole Hollywood, you know, projection of the male concept, where people are thinking of themselves in wrong psychological terms, of being weak, of being unempowered, of needing leaders. My God, it's giving our power away. It's got us into this mess in the first place. The Celtic tradition, Arthurian tradition, talks about a round table. No one man is king. No one man is sovereign. No one man is some jack know it all. It's the coming together of all the soldiers, all the knights, all the people. See, it's all the community, the true work. If you hear the word community on the news every night, I don't even know why they're using the word. It's a complete misnomer. There's not a single place in this whole country of the United States where there's such a thing as community. It's a catchphrase. Go into your community and find out how the old people are shut away in these disgusting retirement homes where nobody even comes to visit them. Of course not, they even take the benches away, even where there might have been benches for a group. I was living in the Bay Area, I saw this with my own eyes, Mark. And even when they used to even have a little area, pathetic as it was, where some older people or younger people might, you know, come and they take them away, so that everyone is caught in their cars and caught in their houses and are kept divided. You know, talismanic words. You know, it's the old Orwellian double speak in terms like humanity and charity and philanthropy. All nonsense. All the money that is going to any of these things to do with the hurricanes and devastation in the world, that's going straight into the pockets of the elite. And it's going into the elite's pockets of their agenda, which is even worse. That you have to tell the sheep that you're going to fleece and eat in some form, that this is what this future is, and this is where the battle lines are drawn. But you don't have to do it in words. They are telling us every single day. And I get emails from all around America from people who know my work and are spotting this in their own locales now. But it's very simple illiteracy. That's the key. That's the key for them. The hard literacy. To use the right brain, to decode symbols properly. You know, we need to do 2-3 hour shows on that. We need to have TV shows on that. We need to, you know, like I'm doing, turn MDBs out on that subject. Because it's absolutely crucial. Because these individuals are letting us know, they are telling us, but not in words. They don't need to communicate with us in that frequency. They're working on a different frequency. And if you're not tuned to that frequency, well, then you're missing the station. Magical power, third dimensional power to operate. Yes, there was nuclear weaponry. Yes, there was technology, no doubt about that. And as we're getting that's right, high-end science. We can look back and make more sense of the mythology when they're talking about the
America is what I refer to as
symbolically illiterate.
I wish it were so
simple. And when I mean that, I mean in the true sense of the word, meaning that he is a bipolar being who has both a good and an evil vice. Now that fact, you know, as you said in your introduction, is the central issue of our time. Why? They were being pursued from their own planetary existence, and where they came from is not really a major concern to me. I think too much weight is put onto them, and it's a bit of a side issue for me. But the fact of the matter is that a group of visitors visited this Earth about 50,000 years ago and came here not of their own free will, but they were being pursued from their own system across the universe or across the galaxy and came into our solar system, not necessarily wanting to. And out of desperation to avoid their captors, they landed on a planet that was 50 times bigger than our Earth, called the Neutron. And it's a planet that is between Mars and Jupiter, it's no longer there.
As gospel,
the asteroid belt is the remains of this planet. And many people have no question as to why that planet is destroyed. They do realize that and it was known in antiquity as the second sun. And it's the flow of the cryogenic water from this planet that actually entered into the road field and entered into our magnetic field and penetrated the atmosphere and fell as the 40 days of rain. And this may sound bizarre to a lot of people, but they need to do their homework and find out that there's absolutely legitimate evidence that there's bacteria in the ionosphere that could not have come to the Earth and it's there. There's all sorts of anomalies in the ionosphere which have been covered up for years. Not least the fact that there's a planet up there that once existed and destroyed and debris poured into our Earth, creating the oceans of the Earth and creating untold havoc like the ancient people were talking about. And this group of visitors actually came to Earth and hid in the cave underneath the pod, underneath the Earth. They took refuge in these underground caves, very much in the same way as Aris von der Meiken has labored for 25 years to show us. In fact, now our Earth is blind to these underground caves. By even Abraham Hancock, you know, has pointed to this David Icke. Excellent references on the Hollow Earth. I have plenty of those in my book. And this is where these captors, for a time, the Earth world came back to assemble normalcy. This is where they concealed themselves. And when they emerged, when these these visitors from another planet emerge to fight, but it is them that they set themselves up on this vast continent of Appalachia that has just disappeared. And it's all the continent of Appalachia, which isn't far from Greenland, Iceland, England, Ireland. That is where they set up the continent, excuse me, that's where they set up the capital city, or let me shall we say, citadel.
This system, however, is
information to say Atlantis was a continent. It was a fight of Atlantis. This is another piece of disinformation. Distribution. Atlantis was a citadel or city-state on a continent. You talk about the cities, prison planet, and then even Earth that we're in. The prison planet, and then even Earth that we're in. The prison planet, and then even Earth that we're in. Prison planet, and then even Earth that we're in.
This is one of those rare exceptions here that torture took place.